愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天下午跟大家一起来学习漂泊的人生。
And this afternoon, I'd like to share with everyone the topic of wandering life.
我们昨天有查考帐篷的人生。
And yesterday we studied the topic of a life in the tent.
我真正的我是住在帐篷里面。
My true self is the one that dwells in a tent.
那个是我们要追求的。
And that's what we should pursue.
那肉体只是我们住的一个壳子。
And our flesh is only a shell.
人的价值是里面那个人，不是外面这个壳子。
Our worth is the person living inside, not the shell on the outside.
里面那个人的价值是要跟神的形象一样。
And the worth of the person on the inside is to be like God.
这就是我们信仰努力的目标。
And this is the goal of our faith.
最重要不是外面为求神为我们做什么。
The important aspect is not to ask God to do something for us on the outside.
最重要是追求里面做一个新造的人。
And the most important part is that we are a renewed person on the inside.
那侍奉为导向的人生。
And so we have a life that's oriented for servitude.
就是我们活着一辈子，最重要就是要服侍。
So the our whole life, our most important goal is to serve God.
三个原因。
There are three reasons.
因为教会是身体，我们是肢体的一部分。
Because the church is a body, and we are members of the body.
身体要成长，肢体要发挥功用。
In order for this body to grow, the members have to do their part.
因为我们得到神的恩典很大。
Because we receive great blessings from God.
侍奉是对神的感恩。
So servitude is a form of thanksgiving.
侍奉也是。我们对将来天国盼望的一个回应。
And servitude is also for our living hope.
希望我们能够面对神，得到神的赞美。
That we can face God one day and be praised by God.
得到神的赏赐。
To receive God's blessings.
那这节我们来查考漂泊。
And in this session, we'll study wandering.
从创世纪十二章到五十章，一共三十九章。
In Genesis chapter 12 to 50, there are 39 chapters.
这个三十九章在描写四个人。
And within these 39 chapters, four people were described.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
这四个人其实就是四代。
And these four people are four generations.
就好像我们的公公、爸爸，我们这一代，我们的孩子。
As if it's our grandfather, our father, ourselves, and our children.
这四代。
It's four generations.
那这个三十九章里面在讲什么？
And within these 39 chapters, what is described?
从另外一个角度来讲，这四代人的漂泊。
And from one aspect, you can say that these chapters describe the wandering of these four generations.
那这四代的漂泊原因不一样。
And they have different reasons to wonder.
但是他们的结论一样。
But their conclusions are the same.
结论就是要得到神应许给他们那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
The conclusion is to receive the land of flowing milk and honey that's promised to them by God.
所以我们看到他们死的时候，都有一个心愿。
And we can see that at their death, they each have a hope.
比方说雅各是在埃及地。
For example, Jacob died in Egypt.
他最后的遗言是什么？
What were his last words?
以后你要把我的骨头带回去，葬到亚伯拉罕，到我的父亲的旁边的墓。
So he wants his bones to be brought back and be buried next to Abraham and his father.
那约瑟也死在埃及。
Joseph also died in Egypt.
他最后的心愿是什么？
What was his last wish?
就是你要把我带回到迦南地，安葬在那里。
That is, he wants to be brought back to the land of Canaan and be buried there.
神是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
他们世代人都跟神有很亲密的个人关系。
And these four generations, they each have a very close relationship with God.
他们世代人最后一个心愿就是希望能够回到神应许给他们那一块地。
And for all four generations, their last wish were to return to the promised land.
那一块地是什么?
What is this promised land?
我们来看创世纪的12章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪12章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
创世纪12章第一节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. 1. Now the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you.
第二节.
2. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
好,这第三.
Verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curses you. And you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
第四节.
Verse 4, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
从第一节到第三节, 神给亚伯拉一个应许。
So from verse 1 through verse 3, God gave Abraham a promise.
说你要搬家, 搬到我指示你的地方去。
That you should move to a land that I will show you.
所以神要给他一块地。
So God promised him a land.
那一块地, 你要在那里成为大国。
And there, he will become a great nation.
而且在那一块地, 我要赐福给你。
And at that land, he will be blessed by God.
然后, 亚伯兰就照着神的吩咐去了, 就开始搬家。
So Abraham followed God's instructions and he went.
那亚伯兰承受那一块地是迦南地。
So this land that was promised was the land of Canaan.
迦南地又叫做福地。
And Canaan was the blessed land.
迦南地又叫做美地。
And it's the beautiful land.
迦南地又叫做应许之地。
It is the promised land.
迦南地又叫做安息之地。
And it's the land of peace and rest.
所以圣经用很多名词来形容迦南地。
So the Bible described the land of Canaan in many different ways.
那个迦南地是什么?
What is this land of Canaan?
那个迦南地就是主耶稣来传福音的第一句话。
So this land of Canaan is the first word spoken by Lord Jesus when he came to preach.
就是今天要借着救恩给我们的。
That he's going to give this to us through salvation.
那我们来看主耶稣出来传道第一句话是什么。
So let's look at the first words spoken by Lord Jesus during his ministry.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太第十章,
Matthew chapter 4,
17节,
verse 17. Verse 17, from that time Jesus began to preach and said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这里主耶稣传起道来,
so here Jesus began to preach.
说天国近了,
he said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
当时他们不直接称神, 所以用天来代表神。
At that time, they do not directly call God, so they said they use heaven to refer to God.
天国近了，就是神的国近了。So
the kingdom of heaven is at hand means the kingdom of God is at hand.
主耶稣要把神的国从天上带到人间。So
Lord Jesus is going to bring the kingdom of God from heaven to earth.
那这个神的国因为是从天降临。Because
God's kingdom is coming from heaven.
所以这个国是属灵。
So this kingdom is a spiritual kingdom.
因为它是从天降临, 所以这个国是完美的。
Because it came from heaven, this kingdom is perfect.
在神里面是完美的。
It is perfect in God.
因为是从神降临, 这个国是美善的。
Because this kingdom came from God, this kingdom is righteous and beautiful.
那有人问主耶稣,
So someone asked Lord Jesus,
你个国在哪里?
Where is your kingdom?
主耶稣说, 神的国就在你心里。
Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
国在以前古老的时代就是有王, 这个就是一个国。
So, and during that time, a kingdom is, has a king.
然后他所统治那一块地就是王国。
So the land that's ruled by this king is his kingdom.
所以天国就是神的国就是神作王的地方。
So the kingdom of God is where God reigns as king.
那神的国就在我们内心。
So kingdom of God is in our hearts.
那这个教会的集合,
to the collection of a church.
神的国在我你里面，在里面带大家每个人心里。
If God's kingdom is in my heart, in your heart, in everyone's heart.
所以我们集起来变成教会，神的国就是教会。
And we gather together to form a church, then the kingdom of God is church.
教会就是神作王的地方。
So the church is where God reigns as king.
那神的国又指着将来这个教会要被提，世界末日整个教会要往上提。
So kingdom of God also refers to in the future when the church will be raised up.
我们都要提到天上去。
Will be raised up into heaven.
那个又叫做天国。
That's also the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个神的国的实现分两个阶段。
So the realization of God's kingdom has two stages.
在我们还活着的时候。
During our lifetime,
就在我们心里。
It is in our hearts.
就在我们教会。
It is in our church.
主耶稣再来的时候。
When Lord Jesus comes again,
就是在天国。
It will be in heaven.
所以旧约时代神应许给亚伯拉罕那一块牛奶与蜜之地，就是新约时代神的国。
So the promised land of Canaan that was promised to Abraham in the Old Testament is the kingdom of heaven in the New Testament.
那如果神的国实现在我们的内心，在我们的家庭，在我们的教会，会有什么体验？
So if the kingdom of God is manifested in our hearts, in our family, in our church, what will we experience?
为什么值得我们来追求？
Why should we pursue after it?
你想我们现在的人一般都是在追求物质上的。
So for most of us, we pursue after material goods.
理想都是物质上。
Or our goals are in the material world.
那我们在物质上的理想也达到空前的水准。
And we have an unprecedented standard of living right now.
应该用更多的时间来追求神的国。
So we should spend more time to seek after the kingdom of God.
那神的国实现又有什么体验？
So what experience will we have when God's kingdom is manifested?
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
好，罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
请读。
Verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说神的国不在乎吃喝。
Here it says the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
所以我们来教会最重要不是吃喝。
So we don't come to church to eat and drink.
当然我们能够吃很好，这个感谢神了。
Of course, if we can eat well, then we thank God.
但如果吃得很简单，也感谢神。
But if you just eat really simply, we can also thank God.
这不是来教会的重点。
This is not the key of why we come to church.
那神的国实现有三件事情。
And there are three things for the kingdom of God.
第一个，公义。
First is righteousness.
公义看英文从对这个字衍生出来的。
And so righteousness has the root word in being right.
就是一切都是对的。
That is everything is right.
对的就是没有错。
So when it is right, then it's not false.
对的就是没有罪。
When it's right, there's no sin.
所以神的国实现，那里没有罪。
So the kingdom of God has no sin.
人世间找得到一个地方没有罪吗？
Can you find anywhere in this world where there's no sin?
找不到。
You cannot find it.
但是当神洁净我们的罪。
But when God cleanses our sin.
当圣灵更新我们。
When the Holy Spirit renews us.
我们的聚集就是圣洁的。
So when we gather together, then we gather in holiness.
那神就降临在我们当中。
And then God can come among us.
这是很可贵的。
This is very precious.
当我们的心完全是圣洁的。
When our hearts are completely holy and pure.
神就降临在我们当中。
Then God will come among us.
这是很可贵的。
This is very precious.
那这个公义的结果就是平安。
So the result of righteousness is peace.
平安有两个意思。
There are two meanings of peace.
第一个，人跟人很和睦。
First is to have harmony with people.
人跟神也很和睦。
And to have harmony with God.
那这一种的和睦所带来的感觉就是没有害怕。
So this type of harmony brings a feeling of no fear.
没有忧虑。
With no worries.
就是内心的平静安稳。
And to have peace in your heart.
这个就是神同在的一个体验。
This is an experience you'll have with God's abidance.
那因为神同在，所以就充满着满足。
So with God's peace abidance, you will have contentment.
特别是圣灵充满。
Especially if you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们想想看，如果一个地方没有罪，
if there's a place without sin,
很和睦，
and it's very peaceful,
很平安，
and very harmonious,
很满足，
and very content,
这是什么地方？
What kind of place is this?
这就是天国。
This is heaven.
所以有没有可能我们活着像天国呢？
So is it possible for us to live on earth as we live in heaven? Yes.
神的国实现就像天国。
When God's kingdom of God is realized, then it is like heaven.
所以当这个教会一直在成长。
So when the church grow,
神的国越来越清楚，神临到越来越清楚。
And God's abidance is more and more clear.
我们就感到平安、喜乐在里面。
Then we can experience peace and joy.
还有没有罪？
And we experience.
在那个情况，我们就发现了，我们来教会不想要离开。
And no sin. So in that situation, when we come to church, we feel like we do not want to leave.
我们离开了，还要想着再来。
When we leave, we want to come back.
因为离开教会，你找不到一个地方，这样是这样子。
When you leave church, you cannot find another place like this.
所以教会的吸引力在哪里？
So where is the attractiveness of a church?
不在乎它的建筑。
It is not about its building.
也不在它有什么社会名流。
And it's not about the status of the people inside.
教会的吸引力在乎它有神的国的实现。
The attractiveness of a church comes from the realization of God's kingdom.
那我们从新约时代来了解那一块地就是神的国。
And so in New Testament, we know that the promised land is the kingdom of God.
那我们再来回到创世纪十二章，亚伯拉罕的搬家漂泊。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 12, the wandering of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕搬家大概搬两次。
So Abraham moved generally twice.
在十一章记载他的故乡叫做加勒底的乌尔。
And in chapter 11 says that his hometown was on war.
加勒底的乌尔就是现在伊拉克的一个古城。
Or is an old city in Iraq right now.
那这是一个拜偶像的地方。
And it is a place of idol worship.
那在拜偶像的地方很难建立一个敬拜独一真神的一个国家。
So it's hard to establish a nation that worships the one true God in a place that worships idol.
所以神要叫他出来。
So God wants Abraham to leave.
离开他的本地本族。
To leave his country and his people.
父家。
His father's house.
本地就是他的故乡。
So is to leave his hometown.
也代表他的文化。
It's his culture.
本族父家就是本族就代表他的家庭传统。
So to leave his family and his father's house is to leave his family traditions.
那父家就是代表他有感情的地方。
And to leave where he has emotional connections.
所以这个搬家很难。
So it's a very tough move.
离开他的文化传统。
To leave his culture, his traditions.
离开他对家族的感情。
And to leave his emotional bonds with his family.
进到一个陌生之地来建立神的国。
To move into a strange land to establish God's nation.
所以他第一个从乌尔搬出来。
So first he left Ur.
最后的地方当然就是要迦南地。
And his destination was the land of Canaan.
但是他要去迦南地半途中，他在哈兰就停住了。
But on his way to Canaan, he stopped at Haran.
所以在十一章的三十一节。
So in chapter 11, verse 31.
他走到哈兰就住在那里。
That when he went to Haran, he dwelt there.
哈兰不是乌尔。
Haran is not Ur.
所以他以为到哈兰就好了。
And so he thought he had went far enough.
他就很满足，就停下来。
So he was unsatisfied, so he stopped there.
那神在呼召他，你要出来，我要给你不是这里，我要给你是那牛奶一块。
But God called him again, saying that this is not the land he promised Abraham, and he's promising him a land of flowing milk and honey.
那今天这个到底代表什么？
So what does this mean?
有时候我们信主以后得到神的看顾生活很平安，很喜乐，也很丰富。
So sometimes after we believe in God, we're truly blessed by God, so we have a very blessed life.
我们就很感谢神，那信仰就停在那里。
So we thank God, but then our faith becomes stagnant.
就是满足于神给我们在肉体上、物质上、今生上的祝福。
So we are content with just receiving material blessings in this life.
但是神有时候借着一些事情的发生告诉我们。
But sometimes God will use some things that happen around us to tell us.
你要进迦南。
That we must enter into the land of Canaan.
你不要满足在哈兰。
We cannot just be content.
迦南才是我真的要给你的。
To live in Haran, the Canaan is the true promised land.
那迦南就是我们刚刚说神的国。
The Canaan is the kingdom of God.
神的国是属灵的。
So the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom.
所以我们信仰最美好的福分不是外在的。
So the best blessing we have in our faith is not the eternal blessing.
信仰最美好的福分是神的国在我的心中，在我的家庭实现。
It's not the external blessings, but the realization of God's kingdom in my family, my heart.
因此，虽然我们肉体已经到了哈兰
，So even though our physical body has arrived at Haran,
但是我们在灵性上要再搬，要往迦南地搬。
But in our spirituality, we must continue to move so we can enter into the land of Canaan.
我们要继续追求属灵上进到迦南地。
We need to continue to pursue that spiritually we can be in the land of Canaan.
如果我们看约翰福音的第六章的描写
，If you look at the description in Gospel of John chapter 6,
吃过主耶稣变饼的有几个
？How many people received the bread that Jesus made by miracle?
5000个人。
There are 5,000.
但是真的感受到。我在这里真好，有几个
？But how many of them truly experience that it is good to be here？
在变貌山上
，That these are the people who are in the Mount of Transfiguration。
只有三个人。
There are only three。
那为什么我在这里真好
？Why did they say that it is good for them to be there？
山上什么都没有，为什么真好
？There's nothing on the mountain. Why do they feel so good to be there？
因为那地方有主耶稣。
Because there they saw Lord Jesus。
那地方有主的荣耀。
There is the glory of Jesus there。
那地方有主的显现。
There is the manifestation of God's glory there.
那地方有主的同在。
There's the Lord's abidance there.
所以我在这里真好。
So it is good for them to be there.
他们就打算搭三座棚就住下来不走了。
So they wanted to build a tent and just live there.
因为有主耶稣，那里就是真好。
Because the Lord is there, so it is wonderful.
所以有时候教会啊，200个人教会，你可以找出很多人来见证啊，信耶稣这个好那个好，但是都是地上。哦，物质上、身体上的祝福。
So sometimes in like a 200 people church, you can find many people to give testimonies, but all the testimonies has to do with the blessings on earth.
但是我们要一直追求。
But we need to continue to pursue.
追求到我们觉得信仰很好，是因为主耶稣与我同在。
To the point where we can feel like it's good to believe in God because God abides with me.
是因为神的国在我内心实现。
Because God's kingdom is manifested in my heart.
所以我觉得我在这里真好。
So I feel like it is good to be here.
但是那个比例只有三个人。
But percentage wise, there are only three people.
所以我们需要往前迈进。
So we need to continue to strive forward.
因为我们信仰本身呢，就是要漂泊，一直进到神要给我们的那一块地。
Because our faith needs to continue to wander until we enter into the promised land.
那亚伯拉罕到了迦南地以后，他真的他的信心也有长进。
So when Abraham entered into the land of Canaan, his faith indeed grew.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrew.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
从第八节
，verse 8，
一直到第十节，请读。
Hebrews,
希伯来书十一章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 through 10, verse 8. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Now by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents which Isaac and Jacob and heirs with him of the same promise.10. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
这里叫亚伯兰蒙着信就遵命出去啊，往要得为业的地方。
It says by faith Abraham obeyed and went out.
然后到第九节他已经到了迦南地。
To receive the inheritance in verse 9, he received it.
但是亚伯兰到迦南地以后，他的心在哪里
？But after Abraham entered into the land of Canaan, where was his heart?
他的心不在迦南地。
His heart was not in the land of Canaan.
这个地方说，他等候那座有根基的城。
Here it says that he waited for the city which has foundations.
就是神所经营、神所建造的。
Whose builder and maker is God.
那一座有根基的城是什么
？So what is the city with a foundation?
就是十四节。
Verse 14.
说这样话是要表明找一个家乡。他们若想离开、想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。十六节。
16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以称被称道的神并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。所以亚伯兰到迦南地，他的心向往的是更美的家乡。
So when Abraham entered into the land of Canaan, his heart desired for an even beautiful home.
就是天国。
That is heaven.
是神所经营，神所建造。
That is built by and made by God.
其实如果我们从看圣经的描写，亚伯兰其实在迦南地他是一个大富人。
So if you look at Bible's description, Abraham was a really wealthy man in the canon.
但是他到迦南地的时候，他的心已经到天上去了。
But by the time he entered into the land of Canaan, his heart was already in heaven.
所以那一块牛奶与蜜之地，不只是物质上亚伯兰住的，那一块牛奶与蜜是更指着天上的家了。
So this land flowing milk and honey is not just a description of the land of Canaan, but a description of the, our heavenly homes.
所以我们今天我们信仰的这个漂泊。
So today, in our wonders and our faith,
我们最后我们的心要到的地方就是天国。
At the end, our heart should point towards heaven.
这就是我们人生目标的转移。
This is a rejection of our goals in our life.
从不认识神到认识神。
From not knowing God to knowing God.
从认识神追求地上的福分。
From knowing God and seeking the blessings of this life.
然后到认识神追求天国的福分。
And then knowing God and seeking the blessings in heaven.
这个过程叫做漂泊。
So this process is our wandering.
但是这个盼望是会实现的。
But this hope will be fulfilled.
那这样的信心的盼望带给生活有什么？
So what does this, hope and faith do to our lives?
在第九节，十一章，希伯来书十一章第九节。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9.
说他在应许之地，就是在迦南地做客人，好像在异地居住帐篷。
Verse 9, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country dwelling in tents.
这里说他在应许之地是做客人。
That he lived in the land of the promise as if he was a foreigner.
客人就是表示短暂住一下，他就要走了。
He was a foreigner, so that means he was just passing by. He's living there temporarily.
不是永久要住下来。He
does not. He's not going to live there permanently.
那因为是客人，所以他生活很简单。And
because he was living as a sojourner, he lived a very simple life.
他住帐篷。He
lived in a tent.
所以当我们在看这个亚伯兰的漂泊。
So if you look at the wandering of Abraham,
从乌尔飘到迦南,
he went from Ur to the land of Canaan.
他的心从地上飘到天国,
and his heart went from earth to heaven.
虽然外在很富足, 但是他生活很简单,
even though he was very wealthy, but he lived a very simple life.
那这个到底今天告诉我们什么?
So what does this teach us today?
我们看马太的25章,
let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音的
Matthew chapter 25.
24章.
Chapter 24.
从37节开始,
starting from verse 37.
一直到39节,
37 through 39.
24章37到39,
37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of Son of Man be. 38, for as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. 39, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
这个地方在讲挪亚的日子。
And here describes the days of Noah.
主耶稣说, 人子降临怎样, 挪亚日子怎样, 人子降临的要这样。
And Lord Jesus said that as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of Son of Man.
那接下去就讲人照常吃喝嫁娶。
And it says that people continue to eat and drink and marry.
也就是说他的心是在这个地上的焦点，生活的终点，焦点是在地上的这些满足。
And that is the people's heart, their focus are on the satisfactions of this world.
所以当洪水来到，他们就不知不觉。
So did not know when the flood came.
三只脚不知不觉就把它冲走了。
They did not know, and they were all taken away.
所以我们在享受神的恩典，但是我们的心，那个焦点要在神的国上面。
So as we enjoy God's blessings, our heart must be set on God.
所以亚伯兰的漂泊，让我们思想，我们应该要怎么在这个漂泊的人生来确定我们人生最后的目标。
So through the wandering of Abraham, we have to think about how we set our ultimate goal in our life.
那亚伯兰有没有去到他所盼望那一块地？
Did Abraham enter into the land that he was promised?
圣经说, 拉撒路在亚伯兰的怀里。
And the Bible says that Lazarus was resting in the bosom of Abraham.
在乐园里。
He was in paradise.
他真的到了他所向往。 那个更美的家乡。
So Abraham indeed reached that more beautiful home he was hoping for.
他的一生最后就是飘到他所向往的家乡。
So in his life, at the end, he wandered into the home that he had hoped for.
好，那在创世纪的最后一章。
In the last chapter of Genesis.
啊，就是在讲约瑟。
It talks about Joseph.
啊，约瑟在埃及就死了。
Joseph passed away in Egypt.
啊，那出埃及记啊，就记载以色列百姓在啊埃及地就繁荣起来。
And in Exodus, it described that the Israelites they prospered in the land of Egypt.
啊，所以第五节就到迦南地的到埃及地一共有70个人。
And in verse 5 says that 70 people entered into the into Egypt.
那70个人经过400年。
And after 400 years.
哦，那人数就增加到一两百万人。
And they multiply and they ended up with 1 or 2 million people. Yeah.
所以他们就打算从埃及地再搬回去漂泊哦，再搬家就搬回到迦南地区。
So they were going to wander again and return back into the land of Canaan.
这是人类最大的移民。
This is one of the greatest migrations in human history.
神的选民从埃及搬回到神应许那一块迦南地。
The chosen people of God will move from Egypt back to the promised land.
那这个搬家当然是有属灵的意思。
And of course, this migration has spiritual meaning.
所以在希伯来书里，哥林多前书第十章。
So in First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书的第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud.
第二节。
All passed through the sea. 2. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
第三节。
All ate the same spiritual food.
第四节。
4. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
那这个哥林多前书第十章就在解释什么叫做出埃及。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 10 explained to them what Exodus was about.
这里说祖宗都在云里从海里经过，就是过红海。
It says that their ancestors passed through the cloud and the sea, and that means the crossing of the Red Sea.
哦，那过红海到第二节叫做受洗归的摩西。
And it says that the passing of the Red Sea, in verse 2, that it means a baptism to Moses.
那摩西在出埃及记的有一段时间就是预表主耶稣。
And for a period of time, Moses in the Old Testament prefigures the Lord Jesus.
因为他带领以色列百姓出埃及。
Because he guided the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以受洗就是代表离开埃及。
So to be baptized is to leave Egypt.
就是离开魔鬼的掌管，离开法老。
That is to leave the dominion of the Pharaoh and Satan.
那受洗以后，就是跨过红海，就进到旷野路。
So after their baptism, after they cross the Red Sea, they enter into the wilderness.
那这就是天路历程。
And this wilderness is our journey into heaven.
所以以色列百姓就在这个旷野这样漂泊四十年。
So the Israelites they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
那最后才跨过约旦河进到迦南。
So at the end, they cross over the Jordan River to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以从我们受洗开始，一直到我们断气为止，断气就是进到天国。
So from the time that we're baptized until the time that of our last breath and enter into the heavenly kingdom.
有的人可能是四十年。
For some people, it might take 40 years.
有的人可能四年。
So for some people, it's only 4 years.
有的人可能四个月。
Some people only get 4 months.
有的人可能加倍八十年。
Some people might have more, like 80 years.
但是不管多久，这个旷野路走完，只有一个目标要去，就是迦南地。
But it doesn't matter how long after this a journey in the wilderness, there's only one destination that is the land of Canaan.
所以我们这属灵上来讲，受洗以后我们就是在漂泊。
So spiritually speaking, after we are baptized, we are wandering.
到最后要进到迦南。
So at the end, we are to enter the land of Canaan.
这个才我们最后的盼望。
This is our ultimate hope.
进到天国。
Is to enter into heaven.
因此我们就要在想这个漂泊当中是什么原因让他们能够成功，又让什么原因让一些人在漂泊中死了。
So we have to think about that during their wandering, what are the reasons that some of them made it and some of them did not?
因为这个历史的事件有很多属灵的教训。
Because in these historical events, there are many spiritual teachings.
那在哥林多前书第十章就给我们三个很重要，为什么旷野路有的人走得完。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it gives us three good examples of how some of these people can finish this journey.
第一个就是归了摩西，摩西在带领他们。
First is that they are baptized into Moses, that Moses was guiding them.
所以我们在这个天国路上哦。 我们的眼睛要看主耶稣。So
when during our journey, our faith, our eyes must be fixed on Lord Jesus.
不是看人，看主耶稣。We
cannot look at people. We must look at Lord Jesus only.
也不是看主耶稣的恩典。We're
not looking at the blessings from Lord Jesus either.
我们整个焦点要对准主耶稣。Our
focus must be completely on Lord Jesus.
跟主耶稣走就对。We
have to follow Lord Jesus.
因为摩西有一根杖。
Moses had a staff.
就是神的权柄,
that is the authority of God.
行很多的神迹,
he performed many miracles.
我们跟着主耶稣,
if we follow Lord Jesus,
神的恩典就不离开我们,
God's blessings will not depart from us.
虽然旷野难走,
even though the wilderness is a difficult journey, we can still finish it.
那第二个就是饮, 喝了吃了一样零食,
and the second is to have a spiritual food.
当时他们吃什么?
What did they eat at the time?
吃玛纳,
they had manna.
Manna 是神迹啊,
manna was a miracle.
因为这个玛纳 不是耕种来的。
This miracle was not something they farmed.
每天早上起来, 外面就有一个白白的, 原色的, 像珍珠一样,
Every morning when they wake up, outside their tent, there are these round, pearl-like things.
圣经说吃起来像圆锥。 的味道,
and the Bible says that it tasted like some sort of grain.
哦，对，哦，那每天就这样吃40年。
And they ate that manna for 40 years.
那今天我们的零食是什么？
And today, what is our spiritual food?
主耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。And
the Bible, Lord Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life."
神讲的话就是灵，就是生命。That
the words of God is spirit is life.
就是要听神的话，默想神的话，吸收神的话。We
must listen to the words of the Lord and think about it and contemplate it.
要吃神的话。We
have to eat the words of God.
那接下去呢？第四节说，喝了一样的灵水。
And says they drink of the same spiritual drink.
这个灵水就是圣灵。The
spiritual drink is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵，这祷告被圣灵充满。So
when we pray, we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
那有吃有喝就有力量。So
we have a drink and we have food, then we can have strength.
那我们就能够在旷野继续走下去。And
then we can continue to walk this journey in the wilderness.
所以在旷野能够走下去，是因为有摩西，有灵食，有灵水。
So we can continue this journey in the wilderness because there's Moses and we have spiritual food and spiritual drink.
我们今天在漂泊属灵上，就是需要主耶稣，要他的话，要他的灵。
So for us, in our wandering our faith, we must have Lord Jesus Christ, his words and his spirit.
那我们就能够一直走到天国为止。
Then we can continue on our journey until we reach heaven.
那再来我们再看拿俄米漂泊。
And then let's look at the wandering of Naomi.
这个拿俄米漂泊是圣经一个很重要的例子。
And Naomi's wandering is a very important example in the Bible.
我们看路德记。
Let's turn to Ruth.
路德记的第一章。
Ruth chapter 1.
路德记第一章在讲四个人在做决定。
And Ruth chapter 1 it talks about four people that are together making a decision.
做决定看起来很简单啊。
This decision seems to be very straightforward.
但是做决定的结果有时候会影响一生。But
sometimes the results of this decision can change their whole lives.
有时候那结果是没有办法改变的。And
cannot change this result.
那第一个决定是谁？
So who was the first one to make the decision?
我们看第一节。Let's
look at verse 1. Verse 1, Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land.
第二节。
And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. Verse 2, the name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraimites of Bethlehem and Judah, and they went to the country of Moab and remained there.
这个地方讲亚比米勒带着太太跟两个儿子漂泊。
So Elimelech brought his wife and his two sons, and they wandered.
从伯利恒飘到摩亚地。
They went from Bethlehem to the land of Moab.
那为什么漂泊？
Why did they leave?
因为在伯利恒饥荒。
Because there was a famine in Bethlehem.
那他们想怎么来解决这个饥荒？
So they tried to solve this problem of a famine.
最简单的方法就是搬到摩亚地。
The most straightforward solution is to move to the country of Moab.
那里才食物很丰富。
Because there's a lot of food there.
但是从伯利恒搬到摩亚地，这个代表什么？
But what does it mean to move from Bethlehem to Moab?
伯利恒，这是粮食之仓。
The Bethlehem is the storehouse of grains.
这是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
摩亚地是淫乱的地方。
The country of Moab is a land of sexual immorality.
所以为着饥荒，从神祝福的那一块地搬到一个淫乱的地方，这不是解决问题的方法。
Because of famine, they moved from a place blessed by God to the land of sexual immorality. This is not a way to solve a problem.
所以问题转战解决了更大的问题发生。
So when they solve this short-term problem, they actually cause a bigger long-term problem.
因为你搬到神不要我们去的地方，神没有祝福，问题会一大堆。
Because they moved to a place that God did not want them to go, God's blessings left them, so they have more problems.
亚比米勒一个人死了。
So Elimelech died.
两个孩子死了。
And his two sons died.
家里三个寡妇。
And so they left three widows in their house.
所以这个告诉我们什么？
And what does this tell us?
什么叫做饥荒？
What is a famine?
我们现在要生活要有钱了。
So today we want to live, we must have money.
钱从哪里来？
Where does money come from?
钱从工作来。
It comes from our work.
所以过去的饥荒等于现在的失去工作。
So our past famine means losing our jobs.
那我们在美国统计啊，如果问房地产的，大概六七年就卖房子一次，因为职业在改变。
And in America, they statistically people sell their houses within 6 to 7 years, mostly because they change jobs.
搬家看起来是小事，其实是大事。
And to move seems like a small matter, but this is actually a great deal.
有时候读书在哪个学校看起来是小事，我喜欢就好了，这是大事。
Sometimes where you choose to go study might seem to be a minor decision, but it is actually a major decision.
工作也是一样。
It is the same with our jobs.
如果想说这个很高的收入，升迁机会很好，那就是好工作，这个也是有问题。
So if you only focus on whether the pay is good and whether you can advance in the job, then there might be problems.
那最后考虑的因素是什么？
So what should the ultimate factor be for our consideration? Whether where we go study?
我们搬家住的地方。
Or where we move?
那个最后的考虑是什么？
What should we consider the most?
最后的考虑就是信仰。
It is our faith.
那一块地，迦南地。
That land, is that land of Canaan?
如果我们的决定到最后会让我们失去信仰，
So if our decision will cause us to lose our faith,
你这个工作一直做了十年之后，信仰垮台了。
If you accept this job and do it for 10 years, and you will lose your faith at the end,
年薪百万也花不来。
Even if you make millions of dollars, it is not worth it.
如果搬到一个大家都想要去的地方，
If you move to somewhere that everybody wants to be,
到最后我们的子女信仰垮台了。
But at the end, our children's faith are gone.
再好的地方也不是好地方。
It doesn't matter how great that place seems, it's not a good place to go.
学校也是一样啊。
It's the same for schools.
你顶尖的常春藤的大学。
Even the best school, an Ivy League school.
那读到最后连神都没有了。
But if at the end, you have lost God.
最好的大学也是不好。
Even the best school is still not good.
所以我们做一切的决定。
So in all our decisions.
到最后一个考虑是什么？
So what is our final consideration?
也是最重要一个考虑是什么？
What is the most important consideration?
能不能进到迦南？
It's whether we can enter into the land of Canaan.
来承受那一块地。
Can we inherit this land that's promised?
因为我们人生漂泊，到最后就是要去哪里？
Because in our wanderings of our life, that is our end goal.
所以有时候我们看到一个人退休的时候，
So sometimes when we see someone retire,
你搬到没有教会的，从来没有服侍神，没有做过圣工，很少在服侍神，你到最后也不是退休。
So someone who has never really served God and never worked for God, at the end they retire.
那如果我们在一个工作里面能够找到一个有教会的地方，到最后也是退休。
But for someone who has who find a place with church to work and at the end they retire,
看起来一样。
It seems to be the same.
但是如果失去了信仰，就大不相同。
But if you lose your faith in the process, then it's completely different.
那拿俄米本来是甜的。
So Naomi means sweet.
但是他搬到这个摩亚地。
But after he moved to Moab,
他就变苦的。
He became, she became bitter.
没有神，人生是苦的。
So without God, life is bitter.
所以他就觉悟再搬回来。
So she wants to return.
大家叫到马尔米，他说你不要叫我拿尔米。
And when everyone calls her Naomi, she said not to call her Naomi anymore.
要叫我马拉。
To call her Mara.
就是苦的意思。
That means bitterness.
但是当他搬回来。
But after she moved.
进到神流奶蜜蜜那块地。
When she returned back to the land of milk and honey.
我们在路德记后面就看到她的命运改变了。
And the, towards the end of Ruth, we can see that her life changed.
因为路德恰巧来到波阿斯的田。
Because Ruth, by coincidence, went to the fields of Boaz.
那波阿斯恰巧走到那个地方。
And Boaz, by coincidence, went there at that time.
两个恰巧就不是恰巧了。
And when there are two coincidences, it's not really a coincidence anymore.
在对的时候来到对的地方，遇到对的人。
They, at the right time, they went to the right place and met the right person.
这是神的安排。
This is God's plan.
从那个时候，命运就改变了。
So from that point on, their lives changed.
所以我们的信仰需要信心。
So our faith, and our belief, we must have faith.
只要我确定我做的决定是神喜欢的。
If we can be sure that our decision is pleasing to God.
神一定会负责到底。
God will be responsible to us.
结果一定是蒙福的。
And our result will be blessed by God.
有这个最基本的信心，我们在漂泊中才不会迷失。
So we must have this very basic faith in order to not be lost during our wandering.
我们才能够真的达到天国。
Then we can truly reach heaven.
所以人生是什么？
So what is life?
人生是漂泊的。
So our life is a life of wandering.
我们不晓得要搬家几次。
We don't know how many times we'll move.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
最后一次的搬家。
Our last move
就是从地上搬到天国。
We'll be moving from earth to heaven.
我们要把这个最后的搬家放在心里。
We must always keep this last move in mind.
来考虑每一个决定。
To consider our every decision.
唱诗。
Sing hymn.
200首。
200.